Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new week of the Grace Curley Show. I'm so excited to be here, as always. Got Jared Diglio on the board. And boy, do we have a lot to get to. A lot of sound today. Specifically, I kind of want to go down memory lane with one of the most, in my book, deceitful politicians out there. And for a long time, I kind of just blocked out what Maxine Waters was saying. She's the representative from California because she's incredibly ridiculous. She says things to be ridiculous, to get sound bites, to get on CNN. And the first time I really found myself disgusted with Maxine Waters was during the Trump administration when there was the zero tolerance policy and there was a separation at the border. And I know it's strange to think about now because there's also separation at the border. And there's also kids in cages, or let me use the proper term here. There's kids in plastic pods, overflow facilities. But at the time, it was a big deal to Democrats. At the time, they really pretended to care deeply about the border crisis. Obviously, times have changed. But Maxine Waters famously was with a crowd of people, and she told them that they should confront Trump supporters. And you guys probably remember this because she told them to push back on them and tell Trump administration people that they're not welcome here. This was around the same time where people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders couldn't go into a restaurant without getting confronted by some Karen who didn't agree with their politics. And Maxine Waters was one of the only politicians who took it to that level where she encouraged people to do this. You know, if you saw a Trump official at a gas station get up in their face, and there was no nuance to it. You could hear the violence in her rhetoric. And she has not changed her ways. And there's a reason for that. It's because nothing ever happens. And so today you're going to see headlines about how Maxine Waters said this disgusting thing at a protest Saturday night. She was at the protest for Dante Wright, which, by the way, they're going on, I think, the seventh or eighth night of protests. They're getting increasingly more violent. There's, you know, pig heads on stakes, and there's also sorts of chaos. And so, naturally, what could make the situation worse? The woman in the cheetah bright pink mask and the face shield. Aunt Maxine, as everyone on Twitter seems to be calling her. So she shows up and starts saying that if Democrats do not get a guilty, guilty, guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin, who's the cop in the George Floyd case, then people need to get more confrontational. I'm going to go over all this sound. I just want to set that up for you. And now there's all these Republicans, and you're going to see it. You know, Kevin McCarthy and all sorts of Republicans are going to come out and they're going to say, we can't stand for this. Something's got to happen. You know, she should be removed from Congress. She needs to apologize. I mean, she's gotten away with it like 10 times already. She's not going to apologize. She's going to be praised by her supporters. They're going to think this is wonderful. She's probably going to get, you know, once this dies down a little bit, she'll be on the cover of Vogue. She gets invited to all the award shows. This is not going to hurt Maxine Waters at all. And that's the issue, is that every time she does this, she just becomes more popular. And she becomes more of a liberal star. And that's what she wants. So first, what I want to do is I want to go back to the original problem, which was when she came out and was telling people she was inciting a riot. And again, nothing happened to her. You know, she only got more powerful, more support from Democrats. So let's go back here, memory lane. This is Maxine Waters talking about the zero tolerance policy and what her supporters should do to Trump officials. This is cut 8.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And this is the same woman I want you guys to keep in mind who criticized Trump for his rhetoric on January 6th. She was appalled at Trump's violent rhetoric when he told his supporters to peacefully protest. She was appalled by that. Disgusted. She couldn't let that stand. Now, what she said on Saturday night, I believe it was Saturday, maybe it was Saturday morning. It was like at 2 a.m. There was a curfew in Minnesota, but no one was abiding by it. And Maxine was talking to a reporter, again, face shield, mask. It's all theater at this point. Every single part of Maxine Waters is theater. And she's talking to reporters, and we're going to go through this. Let's cut it up here. Let's do cut 3 first, Jared.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
I have to say, and I've been following these protests. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to call them riots. I've been following them pretty closely. I had to write up a piece this weekend. Whether or not it's going to be put up, I don't know. But I had to kind of look into all these separate ones. And there's a lot to be said about the riots. Would I say the rioters need to be more confrontational? Maybe not. You know, the cans of soup, the water bottles, the bricks. Seems like they got that part pretty down pat. So I don't know if I was discussing this with a reporter, and my advice to those people would be, we got to get meaner. We got to get more angry. It doesn't seem to be what the crowd needs right now. But another interesting aspect of this, and we'll go into the whole Maxine Waters comment because it's longer than that. But another interesting aspect of this is that these rioters and these protesters, and there are good faith protesters who want things to be peaceful, but they get totally overwhelmed by the bad actors in the group. There's no question. They get overrun. It turns into complete mayhem. And what I'm noticing is that it all depends, which I'm sure people have figured out, on the race of the person who was killed by the cops. And I was hesitant to say that at the beginning because these are very sensitive issues. You have to kind of, it's like tiptoeing in a grenade field. You don't want to get anyone angry. But then I saw a tweet this weekend and it kind of blew my mind. It was from the Oregonian. And they basically put out a tweet where they let people know that there was a shooting. A police officer shot a white man in his 30s. And they let everyone know because they didn't want there to be riots. So this is what they said. The man who was killed was a white male in his 30s, according to 3 sources with knowledge of the investigation. The Oregon Live is identifying the man's race in light of social unrest prompted by police shootings of black people. Now, there was backlash to this because the translation, not to be callous, but the translation of that tweet is, hey, guys, the police shot somebody, but you don't need to get upset because he's just a white guy. So don't riot. Stand down. Do not riot. And that's absurd to me. There was another case of a young man in Maryland, 16-year-old, Peyton Ham. He had an airsoft gun and a state trooper shot him and he died. Now here's the thing about all these cases. If you look at them, they are all incredibly unique. And these cops are in really tricky situations. And sometimes they make the wrong move. Sometimes they make fatal mistakes. Sometimes the person who's being apprehended by the police does not act properly either. They do something wrong. They don't put their hands up, or they don't drop their weapon. Every single case, and I'm not talking about when it's a black person or a white person, I'm talking about every single case is unique. And you need to get into the specific details if you're going to have an honest conversation about police reform in this country. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening is the media gets a report, black person shot, and that is the sign to these rioters that it's fair game to go crazy and to start burning down cities and throwing bricks into storefronts. And that's what's happening. And I don't think that their violence is the answer for anything. I don't think in the case of Peyton Ham or the case of this white male in his 30s, that violence is ever the answer. But the fact that now people are coming out and tweeting, hey guys, don't panic, it was just a white guy, I'm starting to think this is actually kind of racist in itself. And I'm all for police reform. I'm all for conversation about this. But this isn't conversation. This is chaos. And Maxine Waters, along with the mainstream media, is promoting it. It's absurd. We're going to keep the lines open today. We're going to talk about this. I actually have Vince Everett Ellison. He's calling in at 105. He's going to tell me what he thinks about this. He's been critical of Al Sharpton and Maxine Waters in the past, so that should be a great conversation. But please call in if you want to contribute. If you have some information, you're thinking to yourself, Grace is way off on this, I encourage you to call in. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. Jared Diglio gets the sniffles.
Oh, this weekend was brutal. Had to actually go outside and do some stuff in the yard. It was terrible. But
the horror.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yard work in and of itself anyway. But everything's blooming. There's pollen everywhere. It's on the deck. You got to clean it. It's on the ground. You got to not that I have a deck, but it's on the ground. You got to clean it. It's everywhere. And it was miserable when I was out there. I actually even put on a dreaded face mask to try to stay away from it. But nothing did the job. When I was done, I was so happy to go back inside to my Eden Pier thunderstorm because it was all clean, ionized air.
It really does do the trick. And it's under $100, which is awesome. The thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. Jared talks about this a lot. It does not cover the air with a smell or perfumey scent. It really cleans the air. It's the absence of smell, which people love. And it's also great if you like to cook. You have that smell in the air. Right now, you can get the thunderstorm at the lowest price available, just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com. You just click on the radio banner and use code word GRACE. Do not forget that. That's a great product. I'm actually going to hold it up here so you guys can see how small it is. You just plug it right into the wall. I see you lining up on the phones. We will take your calls on the other side. 844-500-4242. If I'm forgetting a Maxine Waters greatest hit, please let us know because we'll be going over those all day long. It's Maxine Monday on The Grace Curley Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
It's sound bites. It's screen time. It's another 15 minutes for Maxine Waters, and everyone should be infuriated that our politicians are actively stoking this kind of violence and destruction. And a lot of these communities, it's black people who are hurt by this. It's black people whose stores are ruined and whose neighborhoods are burned down or destroyed. But Maxine Waters gets away with it time and time again. And it kind of amazes me because she not only gets away with it, but she criticizes other people when they, I would say when they do the same thing, but no one's doing it as openly and obnoxiously as Maxine. But listen to what she said about Donald Trump, I believe this is in response to January 6th, talk about an exaggeration, a gross exaggeration. That's what Maxine is all about. Cut one.
Following the president of the United States of America, who had advanced planning about the invasion that took place in our capital. And even there's information that some of the planning came out of individuals working in his campaign. As a matter of fact, he absolutely should be charged with premeditated murder because of the lives that were lost with this invasion, with this insurrection.
And here's the part of this that really kills me, is that there are definitely issues involving the police. There's definitely issues involving racism in America. And I'm not here to say that none of that exists, but I can assure you that Maxine Waters is making things infinitely worse. And the mainstream media, the Sarah Sidners of the world from CNN, who go to these protests and pretend that they're not violent as their own camera guys are getting chucked in the face with a bottle of water, they are also making things far worse for these communities they claim to care so much about. And I thought, actually, there was a great point. There's a story from NBC News that says Reverend Al Sharpton. Because when a situation gets bad, that's really who you want there is Maxine Waters and Reverend Al Sharpton. And he's going with George Floyd's brother. They arrived at the Minneapolis courthouse as the jury hears closing arguments in Derek Chauvin's murder trial. And Jesse Kelly said, Sharpton flying into town on a private jet for some photo ops and a steak or two, then flying back out while the poor black people in these neighborhoods are terrorized by the anger he stokes. What a scumbag. I mean, that's really well said. This is all just screen time for them. It's all performance. And if I was a person in any of these places, I would be livid. I would be saying, you're our politician. You're supposed to be looking out for us. And you come down here and you start telling people that they need to get more confrontational? Are you out of your mind? Clearly she is. I mean, she's the same woman who said connect the dots. You know, she was connect the dots. Everything leads to Putin, that kind of stuff. So she's not all there. But even so, today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their drain the swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. That's COVFEFE.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which organization do you think is more fraudulent with its supporters? Black Lives Matter or the Lincoln Project?
Well, it's interesting because Breonna Taylor's mom, and most people know Breonna Taylor, she was the woman who was killed by the police. They came into her apartment, I believe, and the family was awarded $12 million. And Breonna Taylor's mom slammed Black Lives Matter and said that it's a fraud. And we'll get into that later on. But I think as far as money goes, I think Black Lives Matter has probably made more money. But as far as the people involved, I mean, the Lincoln Project, it is a who's. I always say that the Biden administration is a who's who of hacks. The Lincoln Project is a who's who of grifters. These guys, their own finances were always in shambles. And then they found this. And it's just gross, the amount of money they've all made for things that they didn't even do anything. They never accomplished anything. So I'm going to say the Lincoln Project.
83% of the audience say Black Lives Matter,
oh,
they think, is more fraudulent than the Lincoln Project.
All righty. Let's go to Chris on the line really quick. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
You hear me?
Yes.
Nice to find your show. I usually listen to Howie later in the day, but I always hear little bits of you. I just got you this morning, and that's great. And I can't believe what's going on with Maxine Waters. Just a few days ago, I saw her tell Jim Jordan to shut his mouth.
Yeah, Chris, great point. We actually have that sound.
Incredible.
Yeah, incredible. And
out of control.
And Chris, I don't want to cut you off. I know we're running out of time here, but someone on Fox said something brilliant. They said if Jim Jordan had told Maxine Waters to shut up, we'd be leading with it for weeks. Chris, thanks for the call. We'll keep taking your calls, guys. We had a whole nother segment to do on this, so don't go anywhere.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I'd like my question answered.
Reclaiming my time. Regular order.
No, just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry?
Shut your mouth. Huh. A real class act, Maxine Waters is. I can't get over this woman, and I can't believe that Democrats buy into what she's selling. She's a complete fraud. Have you ever seen the house she lives in, Jared? It's nice. It's very, very nice. And the district that she resides over is not that nice. But she still seems to be doing just fine. She doesn't actually help her district or the people that she represents at all. She just likes to get on camera.
Yeah, she represents Watts, I believe, South Central Los Angeles, the very gang-overridden places in the area. Unsafe.
Absolutely insane. By the way, that clip was when Jim Jordan was asking Dr. Fauci some questions, and actually today, Representative Steve Scalise started asking Dr. Fauci some questions about the border and the COVID protocol. And those are some great clips. We will get to those. But I want to stay on this just for a little bit longer here, because I think that we are at a point where we have to start calling out these politicians and the mainstream media who are just loving the idea that they are driving people insane. They're driving people to violence and to destruction, and they don't care because it doesn't affect them. It helps their ratings. It helps their bottom line. Right now in Minnesota, they have spent more than $9,000 to build a security perimeter protecting the home of Kim Potter, the officer who shot and killed Dante Wright. Now, in a sane country, this woman, you wait for justice to happen in the courtroom. You wait for the verdict to come down, and you hope for justice to be served, whatever that might be. But people like Maxine Waters, who encourage this vigilante justice, can't be surprised that now we have to build chain fences around people's homes. And you know what? It kind of makes me think back to January 6th, because I had a lot of people who were upset with me and saying, you know, I hope you condemn this violence. It was the worst day in American history. And I said, of course I'm going to condemn it. I don't like violence. I always prefer talking, you know, maybe exchanging ideas. Remember that foreign concept we used to do in this country where people disagreed but didn't, you know, have to climb over fences and, you know, grab American flags and run into the Capitol? I didn't like seeing that either. But the difference between Republicans and Democrats is that we could condemn it. You know, we didn't make excuses. We said we do not want those people, those crazy QAnon people, to be reflective of our party. The same way that everyone immediately said that Derek Chauvin was a piece of garbage for what he did. There wasn't this rush to defend him. But when violence happens, and it's by Democrats or by liberals, not only does Maxine Waters and some of these Democrats defend it and not disavow it and not condemn it, but they encourage it. That's the part of it that's so dangerous. They want to see this happen. They would rather fires and looting and destruction over productive conversation. Because the truth is that they don't really want solutions. The left likes to keep this perpetual narrative of chaos. It helps them. It helps promote all their causes and push their fake narratives. They don't want to see anything productive happen. They don't want to see actual police reform. Police reform would require real conversation and really hard work on both sides. It would require people sitting down and going over protocols and you know, brainstorming policies and talking to police and talking to citizens and communities and seeing what could be done. You know what doesn't require conversation? Screaming defund the police at the top of your lungs into a bullhorn, knowing that that entire idea is absurd and is never going to happen. And they prefer that. They prefer to go the route of, this is never going to happen. This will just cause more destruction and more chaos and more turmoil. That's what they want, these Democrats. It's insane. Julie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Grace. The rhetoric of the Democrat Party, the Democrats, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, etc., must be blamed for the 47 mass shootings, and Joe Biden must be blamed. This is the Democrats' rhetoric every day, attacking the cops, races, this and that. Not Republicans. And I want to see, but Republicans must keep this up, Grace, that the Democrats' rhetoric is the problem. And blame Joe Biden. Joe Biden caused 47 mass murders.
See, I'm going to disagree, Julie, and here's why. I'm of the fervent belief, and I saw this over the weekend somewhere. It was a great quote. Now I'm blanking on exactly what it was. I'll find it during the break. But we both sides have to stop with that. I don't think it's right that Maxine Waters encourages people to get more confrontational. I think that's stupid. But I'm over people saying that rhetoric causes certain things. Personal responsibility is lacking in this country. People who go into schools or buildings and shoot, let's say 10 or 12 or however many people, and cause a mass shooting, the person who's responsible for that, it's not words, it's not ideas that they saw online, it's not things they disagree with. It's that person. It's that monster. We've gone so far away from that. There's a tragedy or an atrocity or something goes wrong in this country, and we start blaming political groups. Let's blame the people who are doing these things. There's no agency anymore. It's like everyone gets... We all get blamed for the actions of someone if they're the same race as us, but that person doesn't get blamed for anything. That drives me crazy. And when these politicians do things, that's why when Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans say, oh, you know, there's something that needs to happen about. Stop worrying about reprimanding her with a letter, a strongly worded letter. You know, like start worrying about 2022. You can condemn what she said. But a lot of this to me just seems, like I said before, it's just theater. I don't think that words make anybody do anything. That's not the level of responsibility I think we should all be giving each other. If you do something bad, you are responsible for yourself. Is that, maybe that's a wild concept in 2021, because I don't hear that a lot. I hear like, oh, you know, January 6th, you got to trace that back to, you know, or maybe, remember Kamala Harris? I'm not saying that Trump pulled the trigger, but he definitely supplied the ammunition. I hate that idea. Nobody supplies the ammunition with their words or with their opinions. We have to all stop being so sensitive to different ideas. I have plenty of different ideas, but I'm not going to take the blame for something that some kook does because they might hear one of my ideas. That's not intellectually honest at all. Tadeo, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tadeo.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. It's Tadeo, Grace.
Sorry, Tadeo.
Your program. You got it, dear. Nice job. Enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to follow up what the last caller said about the reverse discrimination. Absolutely, that's the way everything's rolling now. Everything that they accused us of, now it's reverse discrimination. You see everything and anything from the kook Maxine Waters to inciting people to get in people's faces and so forth. It's nuts, like you read about. And if this was Trump, for example, that was splattering what Maxine Waters was, it would be all over the news. The media's the problem, Grace.
Oh, yeah, well, I agree with you there. I think the media, and speaking of that, wait till, Taddeo, you got to hang on here and listen on the other side, because I've got a cut from Chris Cuomo. Now, if anyone shouldn't be commenting on these issues anymore, it's Chris Cuomo. Fredo Cuomo's got enough to worry about. He should give it a rest, but he's not. In fact, he's talking about police shootings, and he's actually talking about that things won't change until white kids start getting shot. It's really, really despicable. We'll get to that on the other side. Since I was in my early 20s, I've struggled with acid reflux. What can I say? I love coffee. I love chocolate. I just had a BLT during the break. I love everything that you're not supposed to eat if you get acid reflux. And I wasn't going to stop eating anything I loved. So I had to find a solution. And a lot of solutions for acid reflux or heartburn, they're short term. They don't help you long term. That was until I found Balance 7. It's my one-stop shopping to help increase my energy levels, aid in digestion, heartburn, and so much more. Check out Balance7.com. You simply drink a total of 3 ounces a day, and within 72 hours, most people begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and just feel healthier overall. Order your one-month supply at Balance7.com and use code word GRACEFREE to save $10 off your first order and get free shipping. Plus, if you're one of the first 50 to purchase, you'll also receive Smooth Skin, which is an exfoliant and deep cleansing conditioner, valued at $13.99, but you will get it for free. That is a lot of good stuff in one deal. And here's what you need to do. You need to order now to receive $10 off your first order of a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive Smooth Skin conditioner at no charge. That is all by going to balance7.com and using code word GRACEFREE. That's GRACEFREE. I see people still want to talk on the other side. We will discuss. Do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post-hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, if Speaker Pelosi doesn't act against this dangerous rhetoric in regards to Maxine Waters, I will bring action this week. Whatever that means, I don't know. some of these Republicans, it's like, yeah, okay. Their bark is so much bigger than their bite. Nothing ever happens. You know, these people get away with it. All of these Democrats can say whatever they want. And I agree with my callers. Nothing ever really seems to happen. Ronnie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hey, Grace. Thanks, as always, for taking the call. I'm so glad you're having this conversation today, because as despicable as Maxine Waters' rhetoric is, it isn't even the worst that we're hearing from Black Democrats. And I would request that your producer play what State Representative from Michigan Cynthia Johnson said regarding discrepancies in the election. She flat out ordered, quote unquote, her soldiers to find Trump supporters, target them, and hurt them. And I really wish that you'd play that audio to put it in perspective.
Right,
and
well,
my great fear. Go ahead.
Sorry, Ronnie. We will play that. We will look for it, and we will try to get that up maybe in the next segment, because I'm going to be speaking with Vince Everett Ellison about a lot of the Democrats that you just mentioned, including Maxine Waters, Al Sharpton, and some other prominent Black leaders in the Democrat Party. Now, Ronnie, I did promise people I would play this cut, and I'd be curious to get your take here. Let's listen to Chris Cuomo. This is his brilliant discussion about police shootings in America, cut 15.
And you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, you? I know when they'll change. Your kids start getting killed. White people's kids start getting killed. Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was. And then the kid runs and it pop, 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 pop. Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Oh, the white kid. Oh, big family. That house over there. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police? Oh, what? Maybe we shouldn't even have police. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you. That'll be the majority. because it's your people.
Oh, that is why I don't ad-lib. That is why I really try to get some structure to these monologues. He's like Michael Scott. And the crazy part about Chris Cuomo is his idea of white people. Like, he is white.
I got a lot of black friends.
I know he says he's black on the inside, but he's very white. And he's very wealthy, and he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And then he puts on this voice to pretend to be a white parent. Ugh. God, it just reeks of hypocrisy. The guy could not get more out of touch and tone deaf if he tried. That is not good. Guys, when we get back, we'll be speaking with Vince Everett Ellison. I will take more of your calls, so just hold on till after the interview. And then we also have to discuss Dr. Fauci, because he now is not only commenting about why we have to keep wearing masks, but he's actually commenting on gun control. Who elected this guy to anything? We'll be back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.